Sites like this, where many plant-eating dinosaurs have been killed in an accident, lead paleontologists to believe that these herbivores were living together in herds when they died together.
With plant-eating dinosaurs, it's very frequent to find groups of animals preserved together in the rocks. And because they're all associated together closely and there are mixed ages together, that's good evidence they were living together as a herd.
Bone beds containing herds of plant-eating dinosaurs are common, but there was no such convincing evidence that large meat-eating dinosaurs lived and died in groups.
In the case of the early fossil finds of meat-eating dinosaurs, they sort of reinforce this idea of meat-eaters as solitary hunters. People had only found individual specimens of each of the species. They never found group assemblages. They never found a bunch of individuals together.
All the evidence indicated that these vicious predators lived and died as solitary hunters. And if they were solitary hunters, no single carnivore, however big, would have gone for a prey as huge as the giant herbivore, Argentinosaurus. It looked like the tantalizing idea of a clash of the titans down in Patagonia was doomed. Or so most paleontologists thought.